The following audio drama has been recorded in 3D sound. We recommend using a pair of stereo headphones for the best listening experience. To ensure you are wearing your headphones correctly, you should now be hearing this in your left ear. And this in your right ear. Okay, sit back, close your eyes and relax as we join Sophie on her adventures. In the dark. Leo Media presents Sophie's Adventures in the Dark. A play for radio in 3D sound. With Georgia Collins as Sophie and Matt Brown as Lord Worthington Smythe.
Not earlier when you were shoving a month's worth of clothes in your rucksack.
Oh, leave it out, Josh.
Have you got everything you actually need?
Yes.
Maps?
Yes.
Rope?
Yes.
Penknife?
Yes.
Torch?
Yeah. Oh, I forgot the torch.
You're such a loser.
Sorry.
Go and get the torch.
Okay.
Run. The bus won't wait forever.
Like a gold coin in that ditch. No, it looks like a gold medal or something. Oh, there's writing on it, but I can't quite see it. Or just try and reach over. What's happening? No, the ground! It's cracking open!
So now you hurry up. Have you got everything you actually need?
The
bus.
Go and get the.
Yeah. What's this then? Is it a beastie or ghostie? No, it's not ghostie. They wouldn't smell. No, one of them little worms. Yeah, I don't know. I know. It's one of them humans sleeping. That's what it is. Oh, I wonder what happened here. Looks like they fooled. Poor thing. Hello, you. Wake up.
Where am I? What happened? Oh, it's so dark. Who's there? I can't see anything. Please don't hurt me.
Oh, so you can't see this nice juicy snuffle gloop what I'm squeezing all in front of your face?
Yeah. Who are you? What are you? What is this place?
Well, my name is Oddbod. Yes, Oddbod the Goblin. That's what I is, see? A nice, friendly goblin. And I reckons what must have happened was you fall down an hole and landed here.
But where is here?
Oh, yes, well, these here caves is what's known as the Lost Mines of Mithsaria.
Mithsaria? But I've never heard of such a place.
Well, it's definitely real, and now you're here too. Get it?
Oh, ha ha! Very funny, not. Why do I have this nasty feeling you're going to be just as annoying as my dear brother? He's bad enough, but at least he doesn't tease me with a snarful, whatever he's. And besides, it's really smelly down here. So how do I get out of this dump?
Well, if you're going to be like that, then perhaps I should leave you to it. Leave you with all them nasty snarful gloops to keep you company. Can't be helping horrible humans find their way out of the caves, I'm sure.
No! Wait, old bod! Please don't leave me! I'm really sorry, I didn't mean to offend.
Well, I is deeply offended, actually. Yes, pesky humans falling all over the place, swicker-tacking boss old old bod around.
Wait! Please, old bod, come back!
Well, I suppose I could guide you through the labyrinth of tunnels, avoiding the terrifying bats and the nasty beasties and ghosties to the exit, what only I knows about. Of course, we have to get a key first, yes, from Bob the Dwarf, who lives on the other side of the Bridge of Death. Of course, I'm a busy goblin, a very busy goblin, yes. You'd have to make it very worth my while.
Well, what would I have to do, old bod? I can't see anything down here, remember?
Oh, I'm sure we could come to some arrangements. By the way, that's a lovely shiny gold medal you're holding. It looks like it might be worth a few snuffle gloops. Come on then, if you're coming. I hasn't got all day, you know.
Oh, bod, don't go so fast. Stay close to me. I don't want to fall down any holes or anything.
Don't worry, I'll be right here and I'll warn you if you're going to walk into anything, okay?
So, oh, bod, what, I mean, who actually lives down here then?
Basically. It's all the things what humans think they've made up in them stories called fairy tales. Your basic dwarfs, goblins like me, trolls, vampire bats. Now they're really nasty, they are. Oh, you name it, we got it, you know.
And have people like me, humans I mean, really been down here before?
Always fooling about the place, aren't they, clumsy humans? And there I is, always ready to offer an helping hand out of goodness in my heart. Never ask for nothing, I doesn't. Careful now, there's a boiling mud pit coming up on your left-hand side. See? Nothing but help for me.
Ew, I think I just got some on my shoe.
Oh dear, that's terrible hard stuff to get off, that is. You'll probably need a new one now.
A new what? Oh, a new shoe. We buy them in pairs, you know. One for the left foot and one for the right foot.
You what? You buys two shoes? Even though only one of them's no good? You humans are crazy. I've always thought so. What a waste of gold medals.
Sorry?
Nothing. Now, best you stay very still now, yes. And very quiet, too.
Why, old bod? What is it?
Listen. Vampire bats. Delicious. You can't get them for love of money. Now stay very still. Yes, like that. And wait. And in a minute you smell your nice warm human-y blood. You must have seen him all. What's the matter with you? Aren't you one of them human things then? They love human blood. Now let's talk it. Come on. Here he comes. Come on. Gotcha. <Yeah. laughs> I've got him.
Oh, yuck! Yeah, that's gross, oh God.
Oh, that's delicious, that is. You can't beat a good vampire bit. Come on, then. Let's be on our way. That's better. I would say excuse me, but I don't really. Oh, God, blimey, we've got to wag the old colony up. Run for it. It's every goblin bristle.
What? Leave me, then.
My tomb. You'll be safe in here.
Thanks for saving me from the bat things. I didn't think I was going to get out of there.
Oh, don't mention it, my dear. All in a day's work.
Can't believe I didn't run into a wall or something. I can't see anything at all down here.
But that's just it. Everywhere else down here is so big, you'd have to be really unlucky to walk into walls and such. That's not to say it isn't terrible dangerous down here, though. You do have to be very careful.
So, who are you then? And what's this place? It seems a lot smaller than anywhere else I've been.
My name is, well, was, Lord Horatio Worthington Smythe. I'd stand to shake your hand, but I'm somewhat inconvenienced in the leg department, I'm afraid. I'm a skeleton, don't you know? And this is my tomb.
Oh, right.
Well, it's not much, you know, but it's more than enough for an old bag of bones like me. Make yourself at home, my dear.
Why, thank you, Lord Smythe. It does seem very cosy. A bit draughty, perhaps, but you can't have everything.
No, very true. You can't, my dear. But you may have a nice cup of hot tea if you like, and perhaps a cream bun too.
Really? You have tea here?
Of course I have tea. Wouldn't be much of a host if I couldn't provide a decent cuppa and a bit of cake, now would I? There you go. Milk?
Yes, please.
I'm sure it isn't terribly off.
Oh.
Don't worry. One lump or two?
Two, please.
There you go then. Sugar?
Excuse me? What were the lumps of, then?
Oh, don't worry, my dear. Just my little joke. Might I inquire as to your name, dear? Calling you my dear is getting somewhat tiresome, what?
My name's Sophie Granger, and this is very good tea, Lord Smythe.
And jolly good to meet you too, young Sophie. Newcomer, I would say. Abandoned by your guide. One of those pesky goblins, no doubt.
He just left me. Ran away with them bat things attacked. And left me standing there in the dark. And he took my gold medal too.
There, there. You're safe here. And don't worry about that medal. I've got another lovely shiny gold medal just for you. If you can help me get my old legs back.
Help you get your legs back? But how?
Oh, nothing too difficult, I assure you. All you'd have to do is let me climb up on your back and be my legs for me. I shall tell you where to go, of course, and with a bit of luck, we should find my legs somewhere around the end of Decapitation Alley.
Decapi what? I don't like the sound of that, Lord Smythe.
Oh, don't worry about that. The massive swinging blades are old and easy to dodge, and you'll be well on your way to getting out of Missaria much more quickly if we go this way. Shortcut, don't you know?
Massive swinging blades? I really don't like...
Oh, don't be a spoilsport, Sophie. Where's your backbone? It'll be an amazing adventure. And there's that lovely shiny gold medal for you too, of course.
Okay then, but you will help me get past them blade things, won't you? Don't let me be decapitated or anything.
Of course not, my dear, of course not. Now, stand still while I crawl behind you and climb up onto your back. Oh, here we go. My old bones.
Yeah, that's better. Now then, start walking forward. That's right. Keep going, keep going.
Straight into the wall. I keep forgetting you can't see anything, my dear. But wait one moment. I have a tiny bottle of magic dust here, and I shall sprinkle some over the wall thus, and the entrance to a secret passage will open like sesame. Now, this short tunnel leads us straight to the start of Decapitation Alley. It's a little wet underfoot, I'm afraid, but you'll soon get used to it, and it won't take us long at all. On we go then, my dear. I say, what luck, say, Sophie. Bet you never thought you'd be going through Decapitation Alley, did you?